All right, so today I have put together a little story about my journey through the inner planes over the years. In other words, when I, what we could call visit the astral planes, or well, I prefer to call it the inner planes, and actually collaborate within myself with a lot of the teachers and guides and other aspects of ourself that eventually our higher mind or higher self will create the channels for us to have this inner voice and these inner communications. So around year 2022, maybe even 2021, I for about a year and a half, I created some images, sort of like a story of my journey while I was going through it over the years. And it wasn't until I started revisiting Jacob Boehme and Dion Fortune, I pulled these images back out and thought I'd create a recording of the images and the story. So it's sort of like a personal journey of what I went through studying a lot of the ageless wisdom over the years. And I'm going to share my screen. Me. There we go. Okay. Journey of the Inner Planes. Now, I don't have a script, and I'm just going to speak freely as I show the images based off how I created the images from the aspects of myself that I was working with. I took this quote from Dion Fortune out of her Cosmic Doctrine book. These images were created to train the mind, not inform the mind. This is important because we all have our own sacred spiritual journey. And a lot of times when we realign with the center and sort of journey back into ourselves, our spiritual path that unfolds is unique for all of us. So let's explore the first image that I created. Now, I did have a lady out of, I think it was the Philippines, who assisted with these images. She was, I liked her style, the sort of the cartoon look. No AI platform was used to create these images. She actually hand drew them and then digitized them for me. We worked together for about a year and a half creating these images. The first image I had her create for me was back when I had a long beard and long hair. Now, this image is a figure of what I would consider my higher mind. Okay. Higher self. The individuality of my personality that is in manifestation. So I'll refer to what also could be called a white wizard, but I'll refer to him as higher mind for the rest of the story. Now, the higher mind is patiently waiting within my heart, contemplating and looking at the divine spark that we all have within us. We all are fractals of the one infinite creator, source. And so the best way and only way really to come into alignment and consciously become aware of the remembrance of who we are is through our heart. Our heart is the balance between spirit and will, which is within our body, and that's the four-part body of God. Okay, we are the images of the Creator. So I would visualize my higher mind, who will know when the correct contact and how to contact the personality layer, the lower mind, the higher and lower I use for context only. Okay. And really, it's all one. We are extensions of our higher mind. But I would visualize my higher mind who wakes up within me and is rattled a little bit because of some of the books that I'm reading. And knows through my heart the seeking that I desire, which is to explore the unknown, which is beyond what the five senses and the physical form that's in front of me that I can see. And I remember that feeling, that strong desire that I had. And I often would create affirmations and invocations. I would work with other spiritual teachers in the spiritual community. I bought a lot of books. And so I created this strong desire to go within and explore the inner planes while also being consciously aware of the connection with my higher mind. This is what the first image represents. Here we have my higher mind working with who I consider to be Lilith, or the dark mother, okay, the negative polarity of creation, or we could say the high priestess, the primal matter. Now, my higher mind and my divine spark within has this desire to explore all the way back as far as when creation began with the first mother, the I'm, okay? The pregnant mother, which is Ima, when we use these terms from Kabbalah. Now that would be more Venus, and here we have Lilith represented by the moon. So she is the moon goddess, and or we could say the sea priestess, because of she creates the waves and the movement. And here I have a desire for the light to work with the dark in order to reach receive the understandings needed for greater wisdom of the cosmos. Okay, which is all encapsulated within self. All right, so still journeying through my heart, working with my higher mind, and viewing the aspects of myself that can help reveal these questions that are deriving on a conscious level. I am influencing my subconscious mind going through my heart in order to receive these understandings. All right, now here's another character that was created, and it's the world teacher, Chiron, right? So our Chiron, when we incarnate form, we all come in with a wound, or what's considered a wound. All right. Now, this wound is actually what helps us drop from spirit and then allow us to feel and create the emotions needed or required in order for us to attempt, in order to create the ego for the use of living in manifestation while in form, but also to eventually let go of the ego and the outer appearances in order to explore the inner planes. So my primary wound in this lifetime was when I analyze and look back on all my experiences, was mostly guilt. And so this put me in a state of non-reception, which is what was needed at the time to gather up all the experiences. And when I felt guilt, then of course there was a lot of victimization, shame, and focusing on wrong. All of these expressions that played out, which in a non-receptive way, caused me to experience, in an egoic way, self-centeredness. Okay, so that I could escape myself and not include anyone else. And this is how unity and oneness bef will eventually arrive. But we sort of have to almost self-destruct and collapse within, which is different for everyone, in order to finally surrender and open, be willing to open up space in order to become receptive. And so my world teacher is being looked at by my higher mind, who, of course, created the script of this lifetime. And I'm the extension in manifestation. Whereas Lilith is got her finger up and sort of shaking it and expressing, all right, enough is enough. The wound has worked effectively. And I will say that I didn't realize my wound until after my treatment from alcoholism. So that's sort of what I chose to as a vice in order to escape myself. And after I entered sobriety, course, the healing would take place, and that's where not only Chiron carries the wound, but also as a world teacher creates the space in order for us to heal from the wound. So the higher mind is watching, and the Lilith aspect is basically saying, okay, now he is ready. And the space has been opened up. The heart is now aligning spirit and will for the strong desire to come through in order to reach the depths of gaining these higher understandings. And it's time to clear out all the mess from the past and bring in the aspects which will allow the expansion of awareness and the growth of consciousness. Okay, on the individual basis. All right. Now there's this strong desire of wanting to teach love. So the self-centeredness is not so much based off survival anymore. The ego has been let go of, and now it's more of a friend instead of a ruler. All right. Here, I'm well aware of my higher mind, and I'm working in conjunction with my higher mind. And I ask my higher mind that through the teachings that I've obtained through the other aspects within myself, which a lot of it came through the books being guided to me, or and so I learned about prime creators, and here we have my higher mind approaching a prime creator of our universe. Now, prime creators are the dreamers, and we are the dream. We are within the dream of the dreamer. And here I have my higher mind, and I visualize this where I'm with my higher mind also on a conscious level. Hey, I am to be of service, and I have intent to expand my consciousness and grow my consciousness to these understandings while being grounded on the planetary logos. And so I set forth this desire, and here is the image of the prime creator, of course, acknowledging with four dragons, which represent the four elements, fire, water, air, and earth. And never since then, I've actually channeled and listened to who I call Halal, the prime creator of our universe. Okay, so here we have a chamber where Halal patiently is waiting, receives the request, and acknowledges the desire. And of course, as we all have our birthright of knowing as much as we desire to know, agrees. Here we have the prime creator Halal with my higher mind, and along comes a teacher. Okay. So these portals behind the teacher are actually assigned to masters based off their design. The one on the far left is Sanat Kumara. Let me use mine. Okay. This is Sanat Kumara, our planetary logos. This one is Yeshua. This one right here is Kuan Yin. One behind the teacher is Serapis Bey, Master Hilarion, and I can't quite remember who this one was. I'd have to look real quick. And then this one is Saint Germain. So here we have a teacher coming out. Oh, this one right here is White Tiara. Okay. But here we have a teacher coming out of the center one, another prime creator who goes by the name of Serapis Bey. All right. So there for a while, I was working closely and listening and channeling with my higher mind, connecting to Heilau and Serapis Bay. Now, a lot of these inner conversations that I had, these channelings, were more like a movie scene flashing through my eyes, or I would see mental images. A lot of it wasn't even with words or our language. A lot of symbols, and sometimes my rational mind could not actually understand these symbols or these images, but I would watch them as they flash beyond my in front of my consciousness, because they're actually responding to my desire for these understandings and wisdom. And so my subconsciousness slowly over the days, months, and years releases these images and symbols. Okay. But the portals, I have one right here. That one's actually Sanat Kumara. Let me see. Here we go. So I have all these portals that some ladies who work with the, let me see. Some ladies in New Zealand, they work with the masters and create these portals. I actually worked with them also over the years, where they would create services such as remove an astral grip from my aura. Okay, they are very powerful healers and work with the masters on a daily basis. I will quickly show you. Okay. There we go. I don't contact them anymore. I don't work with them as much. I mean, I think about them, which means they think about me and I think about them. That's just telepathy. Now, all our thoughts are connected. But these teachers, they help us through our ascension, and they have initiations, which again helps with our train our mind. Okay. They also have a lot of information on the masters that they work with. They work with a lot of colors. Okay. But and here's the portals, which can be purchased and created, or you easily just create our own. But in order to support their services, I had them print out the portal on some really nice paper from New Zealand, and they melted over here. Okay. Let's get back to the story. But that was important to share, because working closely with the masters over the years has been very beneficial when it comes to how far I want to stretch my mind, which carries my consciousness, to even before our mind was even created. And that's where that's a hard concept to try to understand. but it is possible because we all have the divine spark within us, which knows from the very beginning all and everything, in which everything is one and the creator is everything. We are the dream of the dreamer. And so, even all manifested objects are part of the creator. But here we carry on with the story. And as I keep journeying deeper within myself on the inner planes, new aspects of myself and roles that are being played come forth. Now, I was also guided to create a sacred place or home within myself that I could visit every day. And I would do this. I created a area which looks just like this within myself, and I would go there and visit. And here is where a lot of the aspects and teachers of myself would meet with me and answer a lot of my questions, or we would share a lot of the ageless wisdom in order for my conscious mind to grasp some of these understandings. Now, this image actually has it began with just that long gray building, and then I added the oak tree, which ironically I moved to a house about a year ago, which has a huge oak tree in the front yard, just like in this image. And I created this image way before moving into this house. Oak trees are very sacred to me. They're my favorite tree. And so we can see how even within ourselves, the outside will match and must match the vibration that we carry. Okay. And where I moved from was a small apartment. And now I have more space and I'm in a bigger house. So this image, even though the house doesn't look exactly the same, and I don't have a pyramid in my yard or a stone building off to the left of the oak tree, I actually have all three of those infrastructures in the one house I live in. It just doesn't look identical. Okay. And as for the space all around this image, yes, I created more space on the inner planes, which gave me more space on the outer planes in order for me to continue to pursue my desires and studying the ageless wisdom. All right. Here is, so I had to make a character that represents the personality, and here he is for the first time shown up in the story. The higher mind and the personality are working together. So a new sense of freedom has opened up. There's this, I don't want to say merge of higher mind and lower mind or personality, because it's all one anyway. But having the conscious awareness and be able to shine light from the personality to the higher mind is what has happened. And so now there's this constant flow of thought forms and more can be heard from personality layer. The inner voice can be heard. Okay. So he's walking towards the house. And now we've jumped to a scene where the higher mind and the personality, right? We could just go ahead and say this is my vessel. The higher mind and the personality are traveling together on some rough waters, but at the same time, they both seem very calm. There is a golden fish hook. Okay. Now, a fish hook is a very sacred symbol because we are, when it comes to Kabbalah and Tarot, when we think about the Hebrew letter Nun or key 13, death. So we really are experiencing a death when we incarnate and take on a form. Okay. We're not this body. We're borrowing the elements in order to move around and create movement and experience. But with the golden hook, so we are sort of like fish underwater. With the golden hook, it symbolizes how we can actually use our consciousness and go fishing for ideas and thought forms. We can hook into these ideas that are out there in the universal consciousness, which will allow us to attract or create a magnetism, which will bring forth teachers, guides, in order to help us on our journey. All right. So here we can see my higher mind is guiding me through the rough waters and the movement. It just shows the activity that's going on in the consciousness. There's three individuals on a tall cliff on a mountain. These three guides will come forth and assist my higher mind and also guide myself with my journey on the inner planes. Okay. All the stars in the background, in the darkness of the cosmos, all of that is within ourself. The outside is just a reflection. Okay. The cosmos is within us. All right, so now we have Serapis Bey and my higher mind who are answering the call and guided and have guided myself into, which is obviously a study. So I have explored a lot of books that were guided to me and have arrived. Spent a lot of times sharing my consciousness with the creators of these books, which I created the sacred space within myself. And here we can see that I am training my mind, not so much informing it. The Kabbalah Tree of Life on the wall is something that is not taught, but is more experienced. So it's a glyph, it's a very powerful symbol. And we could say it's sort of a map of consciousness and the map of the four worlds. And so once that map, once the Kabbalah has been explored, which Kabbalah only means to receive. All right. So we have to train our mind and clear out a lot of the clutter and quiet the mind in order to receive, because the brain itself, it's not made to, it's made to receive signals. Okay. It's not made to teach or inform. It's more for collecting thought forms, organizing the thought forms, and then receiving higher vibrational, to be open in order to have what I would consider our higher mind to work with and to express through us so that life can flow through us. So that's the great thing about the Tree of Life and studying the Kabbalah, is because we're essentially organizing and creating understanding of our thought forms. But if we're not organized on the inside, then our outside is also going to reflect how unorganized we are. Okay. So I'm studying, organizing. And when we go to sleep at night, every day, our mind and our inner verse is still working. In fact, our consciousness leaves our body and will go, will travel the planes and gather what it needs to in order to return. When we wake in the next day, we're more organized and ready to begin continuing our journey. But I have also, yeah, so I have Serapis Bey working with my higher mind, and okay, now I'm back at the sacred home that I created within me with the house and the pyramid, but also now have an elevator that I created. So I remember practicing this a lot in meditation. I would go to my sacred inner home and I would have these conversations with these teachers and aspects of myself. But then I got to a point where I was guided to create an elevator. So I of course, created the elevator. And this elevator would allow me to travel to anywhere I wanted to go. Go to different dimensions, could go visit different teachers. I could train my mind in many ways. I could even explore emotions. So I could travel to the dark areas within me and attempt to shine light in those areas, which will play out in my daily life. So that's what this is, when the subconscious mind will attempt to resolve a lot of those areas within us that we've been avoiding. Okay, so I would use the elevator and travel to here. We see I'm going to see Lilith, and she has three tarot cards on the table. So back then, I would use tarot a lot and call forth Lady Tarot, ask my question, use the symbols of tarot to impress my subconscious mind and explore emotional aspects of myself. Go within my emotional body with my mental body. And then that way my mental body could shine light on some emotions that may be I'm trying to understand. Because that's what the emotional body is ultimately doing. It is needing the light to assist because emotions are so strong and magnetic. It needs that electrical light and lightning bolt to come down and shine light in those dark areas in order for us to expand our consciousness and expand our awareness about ourselves. Right? So the will, the emotional body, the mother within us, the mother is the gut area. She is constantly attempting to attract the father, the light, the mental body. But there needs to be the heart involved as the bridge so that the light can travel through the heart and magnetically be pulled to the mother. And then the understanding between the mother and the father and the son, which is heart, S-O-N, son, there is the expansion of the light, and more space is opened up within ourself, and that allows more space to open up outside of ourself. Ultimately, when what I consider from Jacob Boehme's teachings, we're all attempting to reach that eternal liberty. That is the foundation within us that we all have arisen from. But here is the image I used a lot when I would work with Lilith. And sometimes I'd call her Lady Tarot. And I used tarot for a few years. I still use tarot, just not as much when it comes to communicating with my intuition. Now, here I use the elevator to go visit our planetary logos, Sanat Kumara. All right. So, Sanat Kumara, if the story behind Sanat Kumara is this energy, this entity came from Venus, the planet Venus. Now, I can't think of the real name of or the ancient name of Venus, but Venus is older than Earth, where if we go back even further, when our solar logos was so young, not planetary logos, solar logos, there are other cosmic aspects, very powerful and ancient, who helped create the space for solar logos and planetary logos to take form. Now, I'm going all the way back to, not in this image, to who is considered Adonis, right? I refer to him as a he, a masculine polarity. He is more of a cosmic heart essence for the cosmos. If we zoom all the way out to Adam Kadmon, where if we have visualize one giant male human, you have the heart region where Adonis is created. And then this essence goes back even further, but we can use our external to know that our Milky Way galaxy, which is home of our solar logos, so we have a galactic center core, which is a logos, and I will project my consciousness to the center of the center of the galaxy of an energy named Melchior. Now, I've learned these names through the oversoul of Sanat Kumara. The oversoul, who is a very loving teacher for us, his name is Vaiwamas. Now, Vaiwamas began to the story that I know, Vaiwamas arrived back before the harmonic convergence began to really begin to play out in the 1980s, and worked through a channel called Janet McClure, McClure, Janet. She and Vaiwamas have a lot of works that have been created and manifested, a lot of books. And so that's when I was introduced to Vaiwamas. And now I work with what's called the Vaiwamas Foundation. Now, Janet has long to moved on from the physical plane into the inner plane. Now there are two individuals I work with in the Vaiwamas Foundation. Their name is Halsey and Patty. Now, Vaiwamas is sort of like a cosmic psychiatrist. Okay, if we really want to get into our emotional body and create some movement, so that movement can create some space, or so that we have the opportunity to create some space, then I recommend and suggesting working with Vaiwamas. Now, when I created this image, which came from a friend of Janet, the original Vaiwamas channeler, she channeled this image and created it in on a piece of paper. Well, then I recreated it into digital content. But this is the halls of Amenti or Shambhala. It's a very powerful activating image just by looking at it. I of course meditated on it for a long time, but anyone can look at this image. And our divine spark within us, our higher mind, will be rattled a little bit because it means that we are creating some movement and our conscious mind is becoming more aware and remembering more. So, Sanat Kumara is, he have this sort of purple orb. That Sanat Kumara is his presence and being of the planetary logos. He keeps the balance of the planet so that we as divine sparks in a manifested form, incarnated as a personality, can go forth and create movement and also grow our consciousness and expand our awareness while having the opportunity to go within and explore the inner planes while seeing the outside of ourself as a reflection. Now, we all are reflecting off each other. And so, if there are what we call triggers that people make us mad, or we have some fear, or there's even reflections, we f reflect off each other inspiration. So this is all of us and as in humanity working together. in order to grow the collective consciousness, which helps assist the planetary logos with its own growth in consciousness and expansion of awareness towards the galactic core, or however we want to perceive it. But this is how the student and the teacher work together, because the student is also a teacher. Now, Sanat Kumar doesn't really, I was about to mention how planetary logos, they do not intervene or sort of like move in pieces around, but instead just hold space. And that way, we are able to, within that space, which is a balanced space, the planet is actually neutral. So Sanat Kumar, the planetary logos, is holding that space so that we in human form have the opportunity to explore that space and create that space within us also and expand our consciousness. Because once we drop the form of our body, our consciousness is what will leave with the divine spark. So we can choose how we want to expand our consciousness while we have this limited form. But we're not small at all. Okay. It just appears that way with our brain, which is nothing more than a tool for receiving. Okay. But we take the responsibility of organizing our thought forms in order to receive more clearly. And one way to help organize our thought forms and attracting greater thought forms for to fulfill our desires or what we really want is to go through our heart. Okay. But we also have to connect with the mother and use our will. We call it free will, but we're trying to actually free our will instead of the saying, I have free will. Well, we have to free our will in order for the space to be created within us to open up. And that way, the light can actually shine light into the darkness, and we have greater understanding and higher awareness. I spent many years studying the Tree of Life, and I found that it's the most powerful symbol when it comes to seeking understanding of how we can expand our consciousness. Kabbalah goes back over 8,000 years, probably even more than that, but it's just been the Kabbalah just doesn't, it wasn't just made and stayed static. It also has evolved, because we could say that the one infinite creator is also evolving. Everyone's learning from everyone. And the Kabbalah has evolved to a point, or to, yeah, we could say the Kabbalah has evolved to a point in this now where it can be studied with the 10 emanations, the 32 paths of wisdom, with the 22 tarot cards, the 22 Hebrew letters, the 10 planets. All of it fits very nicely on the Kabbalah Tree of Life. And here we have the serpent also rising from Malkuth in the lower world up to Keter, which is the first Sephiroth, and also light and darkness. Okay. The lightning bolt itself shows where we could use the lightning bolt, the lightning flash from the first Sephiroth down to the 10th as the journey down. And then we are the serpent who climbs the tree of life and the 32 paths of wisdom in order to return back to where we came from while maintaining a physical form. Okay, so we use our consciousness to travel up the tree of life. All right. So, DM Fortune tells a story of, actually, she shared an experience of how she was able to receive some powerful teachings from a very powerful teacher who she visualized within her own experience. And this experience took place, and she worked with Yeshua, who she called Master Jesus, and the Lord of Compassion, who guided her to a Blu-ray master, and is referred to, I believe, a master of wisdom, or but she felt this experience, and her she shared it where Yeshua was able to help guide her and get her ready in order to receive a lot of these high teachings of ageless wisdom, which can be very difficult for the human mind. She ended up writing a book which was channeled called The Cosmic Doctrine. Now, she expressed how she got to a state within herself, and it took I think over a 7-day period, but she was able to channel these teachings, which the mind itself could not create. And these teachings came from this master of the Blu-ray. All right, these very high, what we consider high magic, high teachings, or ageless wisdom. So after I learned what the unfortunate experience, of course, I attempted to re replicate it, and I used my higher mind and also reached out to Blu-ray. Now, I have been told that from the ladies in New Zealand, which I incarnated on the Blu-ray, and so that's why I have this strong desire and mental capacity of seeking so strongly a lot of this ageless wisdom. In my astrology chart, I see it also, because of the planetary placements, which represent the angle that I incarnated on, where the planets were aligned, and I have a very strong mental capacity with some stelliums, and also being Aquarius. Well, Aquarius and Capricorn cusp. Cool. Yeah. So as I, a few years ago, when I contemplated, meditated on this image, I seeked out and for the higher teachings. And of course, when I read a lot of the works from Dion Fortune, or I'm just living out my day, I will have a lot of deep thoughts and understandings and thought forms will come within my mind, where it brings me peace, because these are strong desires that I have set forth and create these understandings, and then I just share it through creating digital content, really just to have it flow through me and out of me. Because once the digital content's out, or anything that we create is outside ourselves, it no longer really belongs to us. It belongs to spirit, and spirit uses it however it needs to. Anything that I claim is just ego, right? Yeah, I'm not my name, I'm not this face, I'm not the Josh that has been labeled in order to go forth and live this life. Now, I am my divine spark who has had many lives and many personalities and been to many planets and had many teachers and continue, as we all do, continue to be of service of the divine plan of the one infinite creator. But this, I really enjoyed the journey of Dion Fortune's works because the teachings are very dense and the comprehension is not just rational mind, it's more of training the mind in order to understand a lot of what, it's training the mind. Let me go back into the train the mind not to inform it. Okay. And once we train the mind and get it organized, then we are more okay with saying yes instead of no. All right. Because when we're in reception, we're in reception to the Divine Mother and the Divine Father within us, the masculine polarity, the feminine polarity. When those are balanced within the heart, then we're no longer playing in duality, or we're choosing to when we play in duality, and then we're no longer living out the the non-receptive qualities such as self-denial or judgments or guilt and focusing on wrong and focusing on lack. Those types of focuses will cause us to contract and not be in receptive qualities or reception anymore, because we're all pretending for we're all pretending that we're focusing on wrong. Now, these are just aspects that we have to identify within ourselves in order to see what they are, create a dissolution, right? And that's nothing more than taking that energy, giving it back to source. And one way we do that is when we focus on the positive, we're actually creating a barrier around the negative, and eventually the negative will dissolve into what we could consider return to source. Okay, it creates a platform. The negative aspects will create a platform for the positive aspects. This is why the cosmic doctrine is so important to, if we desire to seek these understandings. The Cosmic Doctrine is a really good book to read. Now, also, I'll stop there for now, but those are the images that I've never shared before. They've sat on my computer for a few years, and today I was revisiting Dion Fortune, and I needed to actually get these images this out here and create some content, and that way it's out there for spirit, not for me, for spirit. Let's see. All right, so one final note. is Cosmic Doctrine, Dion Fortune. But about 2 years ago, John Michael Greer, he and his community, which is probably mostly Blu-ray, they created an online forum, and they would all talk about the Cosmic Doctrine by Dion Fortune. John Michael Greer, he took all of the responses over the years and created a book. And this book is was a great addition to my studying of the Cosmic Doctrine, because I've read the Cosmic Doctrine maybe five times at least. I'm reading it again now. You can see all the and it's been a gift. Been honored to be able to read the works of Dion Fortune and also John Michael Greer. So, and now I will end this recording.